Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, super appreciate you. This is episode number 495 here of the Art of Online Business podcast. We are approaching, obviously, we're approaching episode number 500, and I cannot wait. That episode is going to be in your ears on May 28th, as I look at my calendar here. And it's a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from today, episode number 500. Super excited about it. And so today, on today's quick tip, I want to share with you some strategies, some mindset things, and actually some tactical things too, about getting over the fear of hiring. Okay, I want to share with you five ways. Originally, this was three ways. all right, I'm going to bump up to five. And I could actually go on and give you a whole bunch more. But like, you know, there's a power in a lower numbers so that you can really let it get into your brain, if you will, soak in and start implementing and start taking action, right? So I didn't want to overwhelm this quick tip episode, because that's the whole idea of these quick tip episodes is a quick tip, right? And so I want to give you five ways to get over the fear of hiring, because this fear of hiring is something that I went through for a long time in my business. And I've been in business now for 7.5 years running this business. And I've made so many mistakes when it comes to hiring. It's not even funny, right? And so, and this is something I see from a lot of my accelerator coaching students. They have this fear around hiring when, in fact, hiring is exactly what they need to do, right? Or they've hired in the past, it didn't work out for whatever reason, and it's like they're scarred from that experience. They're like, well, that didn't work out. I hated that. I got burned, and so I'm never doing this again. And I'm raising my hand right now. I never thought that I would never do it again, but I have been burned a lot, right? And I want you to listen to this as well. As the optimized CEO of your business, we take 100% responsibility for everything that is going on in our business, okay? And so even when things haven't worked out in the past, I want to encourage you to look at why didn't they work out? What could you have done better? We take responsibility, we learn from it, and keep moving forward, okay? Because when it comes to our business, we all want to have a bigger impact and create more freedom for ourselves and our family and generate revenue, right? You cannot do that all yourself. You need help. Okay. You need people to come on board and share in your vision to take things off of your plate and own certain areas of your business. And this might be as simple as if you're just starting out and hiring a part-time VA, for example, to handle your email and some customer service, they are still owning that area of your business and they're having a critical effect on your business. And so it's very distracting right now because, by the way, I'm just side note here, my daughter is out on our little patio right outside my windows here and she's just the cutest thing ever. And I'm just watching her. She's marching around with a little duck in her hand. So anyway, squirrel, right? Let me come back to it. So number one, the first thing I want you to think about if you have a fear of hiring is look less at what you're going to pay somebody over a year's time period and more at the first 90 days. This is something that I learned years ago. I think it was from Laura Roeder, who started Meet Edgar, by the way, which is a social media platform. And I was listening to an interview with her or something like that. And she talked about that. It's like, look, don't look at it like as a year's salary. Or if you have a contractor and it's part-time, like look at it over, holy cow, I'm paying this person X amount of dollars per month. And then like over a year's time, that's what this number is. And so that could be really scary, right? But when we kind of take a step back and say, you know what, this is what I'm going to be paying them over the first 90 days of them being on the team. And why we do that, why it's a mindset shift, is because these first 90 days, this is a probationary period, right? This is where they're proving their fit to your business. They're proving how, you know, are they good at what they do? Are they going to be good, a good fit for your business? Do they enjoy working? Do you enjoy them being on their on your team and working with them? And also vice versa, right? Are you in the business right for them? So that's what happens during these 90 days probationary period. Because if it's not a fit, and it's very clear, right? You're clearly communicating before they come on board when you say, okay, you're offering them the position. You're being very clear about what the first 90 days is. This is a probationary period. Now, don't hear me wrong on this. This is not a case where you have to wait 90 days to make a decision. I had somebody that I hired last year in 2020 that did not work out. It was not a good experience, and I'm not going to get into it right now, but terrible experience. And let them go after like 2 weeks because I was like, this is not aligned with our values, right? And the excuses that are being made are just, no, this is no go, right? And so they came back and said, well, I didn't even reach my 90 days. Like, no, it's within. You have 90 days. This 90 days is a probationary period. It doesn't mean that we have to wait until the end of 90 days. Okay. And so when you look at it like this and say, okay, I'm making a commitment at least to the first 90 days. However, again, if they're not working out for whatever reasons after, say, like 30 days, all right, they're done. This is the whole hire slow and fire fast. But you're not waiting for 30-day increments to check in with them. I encourage you to check in with them daily to offer guidance, to train, to answer questions, etc. Okay? And these don't have to be like hour-long check-ins, right? So as you're going through your onboarding process, right, which we talked about recently, just in the past couple episodes here in the show, you're checking in with them on a consistent basis. This can literally be 5-minute check-ins. And you're keeping tabs on how they're doing, you're guiding them, you're answering questions, you're removing roadblocks, and you're taking a very big part in getting them up to speed and helping them become a valuable asset in the business, okay? You're not waiting until 30-day increments necessarily, okay? So that's number one. Number two is when you start looking at hiring somebody to help you, which is it's an investment in your business. When you start looking at, all right, I'm going to hire this person to cover my customer service, or I'm going to hire this person over here to, I work with a lot of teacher entrepreneurs, for example, like create curriculum, or I'm hiring this person to handle my podcast or whatever it is. This is an investment in your business. When you look at it that way, you're looking at the ROI, the the return on that investment that you're getting from hiring them. And the ROI, often people often go right to monetary ROI, which awesome, right? Sometimes hard to make a direct connection to revenue, which I would argue that we can always get back to revenue in some way as an ROI. However, ROI of time, right? So if somebody's doing 2 hours a day of your customer service where and you were doing it before, holy cow, thank you. I just got 2 hours a day back to use on whatever I'd like, focusing more on my CEO activities, my highest leverage activities, working in my zone of genius, working on revenue generating activities. Maybe it's spending more time with your kids or going to a movie or you're exercising, whatever it is, you're getting that time back. That is an ROI of bringing that person onto your team. So looking at hiring as an investment in your business. The third thing is to be prepared. Okay, so when you bring somebody on your team, when you hire somebody, be prepared ahead of time. Have processes in place that show how to do whatever it is they're going to be doing. They're going to be doing your social media. They're likely coming in with a skill set, but you're also sharing with them your branding, your voice, what your values are, platforms that you want to be on. You're sharing what goals that you have, the metrics that they're going to be responsible for, et cetera, et cetera. If you're hiring somebody for customer service, you should have a process for how you handle customer service in your business, right? If you, I don't know, whatever, do video in your business, well, you should have a process for what goes into creating your videos, from writing the video or coming up with your ideas to outlining to recording to editing to getting it up on YouTube or whatever it is, right? Have a process in place that shows how to do the types of things that they're going to be doing. Now, don't think that this has to be perfect, right? Because part of their job can be, hey, here's a process, rough process that I've outlined. And one thing I definitely want you to do is improve this. Like, let's make it better. And so when you are prepared going into the hiring and to bring somebody onto the team, it eases a little bit of that fear because you can handle different situations and you're ready for when they come on. I would encourage you to be curious about what exactly your fears are. Because when we do this, you get to determine a few, simple ways that you can improve in those areas. For example, if you feel like you're not, quote unquote, very good at delegating, which, by the way, is a complete mindset, right? That's a mindset around it. It is a belief that you have. It's not necessarily true. But if you think that you're not very good at delegating, well, what are some things that you can do to learn how to be somebody who is better at delegating, right? What types of training or articles or videos or whatever it is that you can, or books that you can read, whatever it is that you can listen to this podcast, by the way, whatever you can do to maybe improve some of those areas in very simple ways, that is going to help solidify and reduce that fear. Because oftentimes we bring somebody on and we have that fear of hiring. It's like, ooh, I'm not very good at managing. I'm not very good at, I'm not very good at delegating or coaching somebody or whatever it is. My friend, this is a process. And that leads me to my next bullet point here. But be prepared. Have processes in place. Identify what your fears are. Get curious around what they actually are. And are there things that you can do to improve upon what you're fearful of in advance of bringing somebody on? Because then you feel more prepared. All right. The next bullet point is that 1, 2, 3, 4 is know that you are going to make mistakes, my friend. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to mess up royally. Bringing people onto your team and getting them to the level where they're going to be giving you and or the business an ROI, this can be really hard. This can be really challenging. This is something that I often talk to colleagues of mine, friends of mine who have very successful businesses. And this one area right here is consistent among every conversation. And if somebody tells you that they've never had a problem with hiring or it's all roses, that is not true. Okay. And so knowing that you are going to make mistakes reduces that level of fear. and knowing that you're going to get better at this part of your business over time, that helps too. And then you can hire somebody on your team, right? To later on down the road, if or maybe you're there now, you can hire somebody to take care of all this for you, right? You've got somebody on your team who's going to handle, maybe it's an integrator or what have you, and they're going to do all the hiring and they're going to do the onboarding. Cha-ching, that's awesome. And so keep in mind, right? Like as I mentioned at the very top here, I've been running my business for 7.5 years. I've made so many mistakes when it comes to hiring. It's not even funny. But the key here is that I've learned from them and I just keep improving and improving and keep moving forward. Because as I mentioned before, I see this a lot with accelerators. This comes up and it's like, well, man, I got burned by this person. I wasted all this money, quote unquote, and this person is no longer on my team and it wasn't that long. And I spent a ton of time teaching. I spent, you know, a lot of money paying them, et cetera. I'm not going to do that. I can just do this myself, right? It's way easier to do it myself. Well, it might be in the short term, but it is definitely not in the long term. Okay. And so remembering that you are going to make mistakes, this is going to be challenging at times. But the more the prepared you are, and just know that, hey, this is going to be a challenge. I'm going to get better. I'm going to keep improving because that's what we do as CEOs. That's what it's all about. So let me just recap here real quick. Number one, look less at what you're going to be paying somebody over a year's time, over 12 months, and more so at the first 90 days. Makes it more easily digestible. Because again, these first 90 days are probationary period where they're proving their fit to the business and to you and vice versa. Number two, hiring somebody to help you in the business, to own an area of your business, this is an investment in your business. Hiring somebody should not be an expense. Yes, does it show up on your P&L as an expense? Yes. But from a mindset shift, when you start looking at the ROI that you're going to get from hiring somebody, ROI being money, revenue, or time, it gives you a completely new perspective and kind of takes that fear down a little bit. Number three is be prepared, right? Have processes in place that are going to show the person that you're hiring what to do. And don't be afraid to have them improve it, right? And then be curious about what your fears are and determine some simple ways that you can be improving those areas in advance of hiring somebody. And just know that those fears they're not going to go away completely, but you're going to get better in the process of hiring and onboarding and so forth. Which leads me to the fourth bullet point, know that you're going to make mistakes. Okay? This can be challenging and you will get better at this part of your business over time. But don't ever give up on this. Okay? And just knowing that you're going to make mistakes and you just got to keep learning and keep improving and keep improving until you get to the point, and maybe you're there now, you can hire somebody to do this for you. I'm laughing as I say that because it's beautiful when you have someone on your team who can just take care of this for you. Again, this is about you being in your zone of genius and focusing only on the CEO activities in your business. Now, hiring is a CEO activity, but hopefully you're getting to a point in your business where you can hire somebody to take care of that for you. So hopefully this helps you and sort of reduces that fear and allows you to look at if you are feeling fearful when it comes to hiring, you can, you know, some different perspectives here to just kind of look at things in a different light. So building out your team, this is just one area that gets a lot of focus within my accelerator coaching program. This is one of the biggest challenges and obstacles that people have when they come into the program, is they're doing all the stuff. They have either a small team or quite a few people on the team, and they just have to do a better job of being, they want to do a better job, I should say, of being the actual CEO of their business. They're looking for better, easier, simpler ways to hire more people, to make sure that people are owning different areas of their business that are outside of that zone of genius, if you will, when you're the optimized CEO. So if you're an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're generating at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business. You're averaging that. And you want to optimize your business towards seven figures or multiple seven figures. And you're kind of spinning your wheels now. You're overwhelmed. You're very likely either burnt out now or heading towards burnout. And you're not really sure what next steps to be taking. Well, if that's you and you want my help, my team's help, our coaches' helps, and the rest of the community within Accelerator, then I want to invite you to apply. It's application only. Apply for the Accelerator program. I'd love to review your application. Just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Right there, you can fill out that learn more and you can fill out the application right there. And we're on our way. Thank you, my friend, as always, for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button. I think it's follow now in the new Apple podcast. Make sure you hit subscribe or follow, whatever that is, so you do not miss any episodes here on the show. And if you've not already, I would super appreciate a quick rating and review for the show there on Apple Podcasts. It's a huge help, and I'm forever indebted to you for doing that. All right, my friend, until next time, be well. I'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.